we are still here doing what we do best, providing an excellent dining experience for you, your family, and your friends. As always, your local favorite for the best hand-cut steak in town and great craft cocktails. Reservations always recommended, so come see your papa at Papa George Restaurant and Bar, 1028 North Riverfront Drive, Mankato.
KTOE, Mankato, 1420 AM, 1027 FM, news, sports, talk.
And we say good morning to Chris Meem from Freedom Home Care. I don't even know why you're wearing the jacket. It's warming up so nice outside.
You know what? I told Sully that it wasn't quite as bad as what I was expecting this morning when I stepped out. I mean, I had initially heard minus 50 wind chill, and I'm not sure if it got quite that cold, but... you know, outside of the wind right now, it actually doesn't feel too bad. So
it was 22 degrees below zero when I got here this morning at 2:30. It is now 6 degrees below zero, so it's up 16 degrees. It actually feels nice outside in comparison.
Right, that's quite the warm up, and yeah. I heard more of it's coming yet today.
We're headed in the right direction. A little bit of wind this afternoon though, but 22 above zero. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're 44 degrees warmer, I don't care what you started at, you're better off than you were.
Exactly. You know, I had to work this week to get our garage cleaned out a little bit because we're hosting a pasta feed for the West hockey team tonight. So we've got that heated up. It was the wrong time of the year or time of the month, I guess, to host that. But I'm excited to have a bunch of kids over and feed them before their game tomorrow night. So.
Hey, it's a holdover from outdoor hockey week and Mankato, I've got no problems with that. I think the guys probably won't either.
No, absolutely not. You know, what an exciting weekend it was, or a full week it was for Hockey Day Minnesota, and got to partake in quite a bit of it, and it was really a feather in the cap for everybody that was involved with the committees and whatnot, and put on an excellent showing for Mankato.
We probably should talk a little shop, I suppose, this morning, a little bit about Freedom Home Care.
And we're going to go, I think we should touch on what you were kind of talking about when we were sitting out there. You had someone that, because you were talking about peace of mind, and I was talking about a better grade of sleep, for sure, and you were brought up something right away that with someone you're working with this week.
You know, sometimes the real life examples kind of can hit home with somebody, and, you know, to be able to start a client right now that... you know, whatever the conditions might be, somebody might have dementia and they're getting up several times during the night because they might have some sundowning. They're not cognizant of what time of the day it really is. And somebody might be getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning thinking it's time to get up for the day. And if they're living with someone that's, you know, in the same bedroom, the same bed, that person is not getting good sleep as well. So, you know, we're starting a new client where we're going to be able to help out with our caregivers to make sure that the spouse is able to sleep, and we'll take care of those situations during the night where we'll do some redirection and helping somebody get to the restroom and all those different things.
Those things are so important, as you mentioned, for caregivers to have just a little bit of help sometimes can make all the difference in the world. Maybe it gives them an extra hour of sleep or takes away one time where they're woken up in the middle of the night. Well, that can completely change your day.
It does, totally. And, you know, one of the things, a lack of sleep can cause a lot of health issues, you know, for somebody that's even healthy. So to be able to, on this, you know, the caregivers, to make sure that they are getting enough sleep themselves and are able to take care of themselves. So that's extremely important.
Well, and the other big thing, too, is that it's pretty easy if this is the first time you're in that situation as a caregiver and your spouse is there and you've got that feeling of not being overwhelmed only by the situation, but the fact you're alone. You feel like you're alone.
Right. And, you know, one of the things I always like to go back to is what we're really selling is that care and also the peace of mind. And the peace of mind goes back to, you know, the person that we're helping out in this situation, you know, a caregiver, a family caregiver, all the way down to the children, knowing that when they're not at home, that they know somebody's there to take care of their loved one, their parent, and also to, you know, provide some of that support to the person that's might be in the house taking care of the other person.
You know, sometimes just having someone to talk to can make all the difference in the world. You know, if you have a customer, a patient who's living alone and needs some care, just having someone to say hello to every day or every couple days even can make all the difference in the world for them.
You know, especially this time of the year. I mean, a lot of us, you know, get shut in a little bit more than what we want to. So to be able to have somebody coming in and providing some of that companionship, which is a huge part of keeping your mental health up, that's... I never thought that the companionship would be as big as what it was when I started the business. But I'll tell you what, to have people... have their day brightened by knowing that a caregiver is coming in, somebody that they've established a relationship with, and can, you know, share and do some activities during the day.
And you've had that feedback numerous times where people will say, yes, the person that's come from your staff is like a family member to us now, and they feel great affection for the individual, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, sometimes when a client passes on or, you know, a caregiver might leave, there's always a little bit of sadness from that standpoint as well when that relationship is, you know, broken. And we've had some situations where people will actually stay in contact. A caregiver might have left, for example, and they'll stay in contact even after the care has been, they've ended the care relationship. So it's really neat to be able to see how people can become almost like family, and they take it so seriously to be able to provide that excellent level of care.
I think that shows how special the people are who work with Freedom Home Care are, and you're always looking for those special people who are looking to help someone else and make their life a little bit better.
Absolutely. You know, in this employment market right now, everything's difficult. The one thing that we can provide is a flexible schedule for people, and also even more important than that is a career where you're absolutely making a difference in somebody's life. So, you know, to be able to go home at the end of the day and reflect back on what your workday was like, and we see it all the time with our current caregivers, you know, how affected they are by being able to make a difference in somebody's life.
Well, and for people listening right now, well, I don't have that kind of training. It isn't always all that. A lot of stuff you do can be simply this time of the year. Somebody needs to get to a doctor's appointment, or they've got a series of things they've got to get to, and they can't get to it right now because mm-hmm. of weather like this or a snowstorm. You guys help out even in that category.
You know, absolutely. Whether, you know, somebody's a CNA or a home health aide or somebody that is just a caring person that wants to make a difference, we've got a great training program that people can take part in. We've got great support from our nurses and caregiver mentors. So the big thing is having a caring heart and wanting to make a difference in somebody's life.
I would think that this might be a perfect situation for someone in college who may be thinking about going into the medical field in one way or another, yet they're not sure which way they want to go. This might be a way for them to get to meet people, and also might look good on a resume.
Oh, it absolutely does. We've had great experience with nursing students and other students that are in the healthcare field, you know, whether it's at South Central, Rasmussen, MSU, and you know, the feedback we get when, you know, they complete maybe 3 or 4 years of college and they've been with us the whole time, it absolutely looks, you know, good on a resume. And again, that flexibility really works well with the students.
Well, hopefully someone's listening right now that would go, you know what, I think I could do that. Mm-hmm. And what should they do to become a part of your team?
You know, the easiest thing is to give us a call at the office. Otherwise, you can check out our website at freedomhomecarellc.com. There's an opportunity to apply right online, but a phone call will get you an interview right away, and we'll get the ball moving.
All right, so the pasta feed, what's on the menu for the pasta feed? And what time are we talking here exactly?
Well, I'm going to tell you guys maybe it's like 8 o'clock tomorrow night because you'll probably be in bed, so I don't have to worry about that. But my wife has got a couple of dishes she's making up today, and there's another family that's dropping off some spaghetti and meatballs. So
those are always fun times. I remember when my kids would go to them. And as much as it is about getting the pasta in the kids, it's a good bonding thing for everybody, for the parents and the kids to be together.
It is, and they're certainly looking forward to it. So,
all right. Congratulations on all the success with your company, and good luck with the pasta feed and with the rest of the hockey season. It's running out quickly.
It is. You know, a little over a month to go, so we're cherishing every moment.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's Chris from Freedom Home Care. It's 923 here at KTOE. 5 degrees below zero in Mankato. Sully, we're just a couple minutes away from Your Money Now, and then we'll have Ashley Hanley in the KTOE newsroom and all the other things that we get to. But we've got a moment here. If you've got a story or two that we can get to, we could probably pass that along this morning.
All right. Let me get some of this other stuff out of the way. Well, let's see. We've already done the teddy bear toss, but...